Crossway presents Everyday Gospel, a daily devotional connecting Scripture to all of life by Paul David Tripp. Read by Chris Fabry. January 1, Genesis chapters 1 through 3. God doesn't wait long to reveal the biblical narrative. The whole story is in compressed form in the first three chapters of Genesis. Genesis begins with the most brilliant, mind-bending, and heart-engaging introduction to a book ever written. God knows how much we need the creation-to-destiny themes of the biblical narrative in order to make sense of our lives, so He lovingly gives us those dominant themes right up front. The beginning of the Bible is wonderful, awe-inspiring, heartbreaking, cautionary, and hope-instilling all at once. Since God created us to be meaning-makers, He immediately presents us with the wonderful and awful realities that we need to understand in order to make proper sense of who we are and what life is really all about. The opening chapters of Genesis have three foundational themes. Number one, in the center of all that is, there is a God of incalculable glory. The first four words of Genesis say it all. In the beginning, God. Here is the ultimate fact through which every other fact of life is properly understood. There is a God. He is the creator of everything that exists. He is glorious in power, authority, wisdom, sovereignty, and love. Since we are His creatures, knowing Him, loving Him, worshiping Him, and obeying Him define our identity, meaning, and purpose as human beings. Number two, sin is the ultimate human tragedy. Its legacy is destruction and death. Genesis 3 is the most horrible, saddest chapter ever written. In an act of outrageous rebellion, Adam and Eve stepped over God's wise and holy boundaries, ushering in a horrible plague of iniquity that would infect every human heart. Because sin is a matter of the heart, we are confronted in this narrative with the fact that our greatest problem in life is us, and because it is, we have no power to escape it on our own. Number three, a Savior will come, crush the power of evil, and provide redemption for His people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?